The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I think we can sometimes forget in this and almost become immune to the figures, but that what is at the core of all this is that there are a lot of people dying. We have seen now over 1,000 deaths in the last month, and that is, of course, over 1,000 families. And there's some nice stuff across the papers today about the difficulty of grief in this time. And it's a hard, no time is a good time to die, but this is a hard time to die, and it's a hard time to say goodbye to your loved ones. And we're joined on the line now by Maureen Gaffney, a clinical psychologist. And Maureen, you think that we need to figure out how to have some kind of a national day of mourning around this?
I do, because it's interesting that the discussion with the panel, you know, has invariably ended up about what are we going to do when it's over, because this will pass like everything does. But in the meantime, we've had 3,292 people in Ireland who've died of COVID. And we know that for every person that dies, there's an estimated 9 people who are very significantly affected by those deaths, you know, their family, their close friends, and so on. Now, if for example, there was a natural disaster that killed over 3,000 people in Ireland, there would be absolutely no question that we would have to mark the event in some way as a nation. And I think that we will have to do that as well, and we should start thinking about that now. Because you mentioned there about the constrained mourning, and I think there's an expanding pool of people who are really carrying personal grief and social loss that couldn't be expressed in the normal way. You know, I attended one funeral over the last year of a friend, and it really was a weird experience, you know, to sort of be there on Zoom, you know, watching the family. They seemed like cruelly alone as they walked up the steps. You know, because I think if we do anything well in Ireland, we do mourning and the whole rites and rituals of grief very well, because mourning is a collective process. It's a social process. You know, all that coming together of people from all different parts of someone's life, you know, it sort of fills in the gaps. You know, I know that when my mother and father died, I was still amazed at the people who turned up to the funeral. I thought I knew everything about their lives, but you realise they had lives before you came. And I think that collective sense of being carried by others, you know, and that Irish thing of, you know, that inarticulate thing of sticking out your hand and saying, "I'm sorry for your troubles, ma'am." I mean, there's something enormously consoling about that. Instead, what we've had now is all these families have had the dismal job of selecting who can attend and who can't. And I'm sure very difficult decisions had to be made that caused a lot of frictions. So I think that there are also other losses, nothing on the scale of losing someone in your family or a close friend. But an awful lot of people have suffered losses of one kind or another over the last year. You know, businesses have suffered, but also I think people at either end of adulthood have had a very hard time. I mean, it's pretty terrible to have been in your late teens and 20s over the last year, because what you want when you're 20 is you want to get your life started. You want to, you know, find a foothold in life. And people have been utterly stalled, like, you know, they can't move. And
look,
I think
it's
at the other
lost,
end of life,
Maureen,
you know, people want to use what time they have left in the best way possible.
Yeah, and loss is the word, isn't it? Like that, even if you haven't lost a loved one, people have, huge loss in their lives, don't they? And it's such a simple word, but God, you were, when you say it there, I realise, like, there is so much, we've lost so much. Listen, there's, this is a kind of sensitive kind of thing, but you also feel that there are a lot of people out there who are possibly feeling a lot of guilt around the loss of their loved ones and thinking, oh, if we'd done this differently and done that differently and everything.
Well, I mean, that happens, you know, especially when a death is not, as it were, a normal death, you know. I mean, death is always very difficult and churns up an awful lot of feelings. But COVID was something that we were all in this war together, you know. We were all fighting this common enemy. And so when people fell, when our comrades fell, as it were, there is that sense of, could we have done more? You know, could we have, as it were, saved the day for them, you know? And of course, it's so irrational, but it doesn't mean that, you know, because something is irrational, it doesn't mean that it doesn't bite emotionally. And I think there are some people who probably feel that. And even though their friends are telling them, look, you did everything you could, there is, I think, that feeling of incompleteness, that there was something not finished properly. All the people who couldn't be at someone's bedside, you know, during the really bad times, you know, okay. And that, you know, maybe the last hand that someone who died held was a nurse or a doctor.
Okay,
I mean,
Maureen,
I think these things really hurt people.
Okay, Maureen Gaffney, thanks a lot for that. And look, I'm sure that's an idea that will start to form more and more. And I'm sure as a nation, we'll come up with something appropriate.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.